everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo! Yippee-fri-yay on the KC Morning Show. My name is Herzl, the redoubtable, the esteemed colleague to my left. His name is Peter James Jamal, taking it old school, Sweeney. Hello, my friend. What's going on?
Yep, this is how it happens, right? Fridays.
What is going on?
We love Fridays on this show, presented by Charlie Hustle.
Woo!
Good morning, Herzl. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It's Friday, July 24th. It's hot. It's so hot.
Mm-hmm. How hot is it?
We do have a very interesting real feel today.
Give me that real feel. Break me up.
So if you're just waking up in Kansas City, it's somewhere between 83 and 90-ish degrees.
So that's a big window, man.
What do you mean?
I get it's a podcast, but man,
yeah.
Can you get more specific than that?
Could be any. I don't know what when you're waking up. I mean, you could be waking up at 10. You could be waking up at 1.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Real feels 91 degrees. Your weather for the weekend. Today, good deal of sunshine. High of 94. Winds south to southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight will be mainly clear. Not really a chance of rain. Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy and hot. It'll be high of 93 both days. And then you get to your potential rain on Monday, but it should be clear this weekend. But I say that, and man, weather is a dicey game.
Oh, isn't it, though?
You never do know if it might be time for a little sprinkle, you know? They don't plan it.
You're in rare meteorologist form today, my friend. Participation, Pete.
When you're a weather guy, you try to be right and it matters so much to you, but it's so out of your control, right? Things could change really quickly. So I could give you this forecast. This is a podcast we're recording on Friday morning. Mm-hmm. By Saturday, we could have a whole new cloud cluster.
Anything else? Anything? What, say another word you know.
Radar.
Did you say twister already once?
I'm not going to say the T word unless we're dealing with that. Then you got to get out.
As a meteorologist, you can't be saying stuff because people look to you. They don't want to have information that freaks them out.
That's right.
It's like the Hippocratic
Oath. Is it a warning or a watch? I mean, that's the big thing.
That is a big one.
Big difference.
Peter, what is going on, brother? How was your Thursday? How was your Wednesday evening? Did we have a show Wednesday? We didn't have a show on Wednesday, did we?
You were busy.
That's right. Sporting.
Right.
Feels like it was the weeks. Everything just kind of blends in now, so I totally forgot. That was Wednesday. It was.
You have so many jobs that we got in the way of.
If only any of them paid right now. imagine what that would be like. It was a good time, though. I believe.
They look pretty good this year. I got some sound from our good pal, my fellow Peter, Big Verm, in sports, talking about this MLS's back tournament. The MLB is back as of last night. The MLB is back tournament over the next 60 to 70.
Do you prefer that name? Because you give me a lot of mess because you don't like the MLS's back. I think it rolls off the tongue.
They could have.
It rolls in a certain kind of way.
No, it doesn't.
Not easily.
It doesn't. But look, Sporting is still in it, and that's all that matters. We'll tell you when they are playing later in sports, and it's opening day. So get your popcorn,
woo,
your Cracker Jacks, your peanuts, your
what?
Your peanuts.
Okay. Why do you say it so weird?
What do you mean?
Sorry, that just stood out.
Just
to
so
me.
You know.
Didn't mean to stop
you
in your
peanut,
tracks.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't. Eat it whole. You got to crack that thing open.
You know, I got a story for that later on in the news.
Oh.
You have no idea what you just set up, but that was an excellent tease.
You know what?
Sorry, you said peanut weird. I had to stop you.
I'm in a good flow with the show today, obviously, so that's a good thing. How have your past few days been? Have you gotten any calls from, like, GQ stemming from our conversation on Monday?
I have since posted another Plant Daddy post. I'm big on those right now.
You've really been pretty active, I would say, on social media lately. What's been with the uptick, you think?
I am a whore for attention, right, and I need validation from the internet.
This is more than usual,
yeah.
I will say.
I think so, too, to be honest. But I've been getting a lot of good engagement. That,
right.
Let's just be honest. Nipplegate
changed everything.
Yes.
It's now going to be before Nipplegate and after Nipplegate.
You were trying to, I think, reach the influencer Kansas City threshold.
Okay.
And Nipplegate barged you into the door.
You know I hate influencers, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, look.
Now, do I want to be one in all but name? Yes.
You're approaching one. There's a fine line. You know what I mean?
So yeah, from influencer to douchebag, and I don't want to do that.
Talk about plant daddy. Pretty soon I'm going to see the latest spray to use for your plants because all your followers are asking, well, Hartzell, your plants look so good. What are you putting on your plants? Thanks for asking. Swipe up. Mm-hmm. We got a special 10% off code on green today.
Hashtag ad.
Is green today a spray? Maybe. Maybe not.
So. Yeah, I know it's been a little bit increased, but it's, you know, there's just nothing else to do. Unlike you, you're a working man.
That's right.
Editor-in-chief, Arrowhead Pride. I am editor-in-chief of nothing.
Yes.
Sleeping on the couch.
Oh, gosh.
Still moving. That's been like a three-week process.
See, you know what? For those who've been listening to the show for a while, I'm hoping that we're getting some more people. You gave me a lot of flack for how long it was taking me to move, and I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is a disaster. And you're like, you're still moving? What are you doing? You're moving? And I'm like, yes, I am still in the process, believe it or not, 4 days later of trying to get everything situated.
And I hired movers, man. Mm-hmm. That's how bad I am at this. I should have been done day one.
Right.
Nope. Not so much. Well, hold on. What is the update in pickleball, Pete?
I played last night. Did you see that
on
my
social media? You
played
last night. No, I did not see this. This is a lifestyle now. It's not even just a hobby.
Yeah, you should see the blister on my feet.
Oh, it's happening.
The pickleball. I haven't developed my pickleball callus yet. When you're in the game for long enough, they call that your hard pickle. It's when your feet get hard enough where you're not going to have to deal with blisters. Uh-huh. And so developing that. Had a pretty good night last night. Win percentage was around probably 800 or 900. I did lose a game last night at the end, which if you're going to lose a game in pickleball, the worst thing is for it to be your last game, because now you got to wait until the next game to get your revenge. But yes, went and pivoted last night. So we've been playing at these restaurants, which charge you by the hour.
Okay.
Found a tennis court. You know what tennis court is? Free 99.
There it is. Five-finger discount. Free!
So now that's a...
So how many games did you get in?
I think we got... It was somewhere between 5 and 7.
Wow. My goodness. Well, that's why you're rocking this medium, baby boy.
That's
looking
true.
Looking slim and trim.
It's big today. So we have every Friday Woo. Presented by Charlie Hustle. Recently, Pat the Bat, hey, Pete doesn't need a large anymore. Mm-hmm. Down in some weight. Mm-hmm. I have more weight to go.
And the group text went wild, by the way.
Yes, everyone was
confetti,
really excited about
everywhere.
That. GIFs galore.
GIF City.
And so, yeah, we're happy about that. We're trying to lose a little bit of more weight, but... Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it's been amazing to watch you just stay the same size this entire time, working with you almost 10 months now, as I have fluctuated like a balloon and like a deflated balloon back to a balloon. And we're trying to just get our hard pickle version of a body at this
That's
point.
That's right, man. Listen, when we're all done with this thing, you're going to say you did a lot of things over the quarantine. By the way, we're not close yet, but when we are eventually done.
I mean, it is over. I mean, I went outside yesterday, man. It was a huge softball game going on outside the pickleball court.
Well, in that case.
Nobody had a mask on. This thing is done.
Softball's back. Let's go back to work, baby.
Honestly, coronavirus should be done after Anthony Fauci's pitch yesterday. Did you see this thing?
He doesn't have time to practice.
Did you see
he
this
He has no
thing?
Time. To get warmed up. My man, honestly, if Fauci from the couch would have thrown one down the middle, maybe even high and inside, but in that zone, I would be terrified.
Hey,
because that means
Fauci
knows way too much about baseball and not enough about a pandemic.
Flatten the curveball. How about that?
Oh, my God.
You ready?
I got nothing. Just take
the show's
me to the
presented
news.
By Charlie Hustle. It's Friday, July 24th. Let's do the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Here we go! Gonna be one of those days, one of those yippee fri-yays on the Kansas City. It's our morning show! Woo, I'm gonna preach a little bit. It's called a vamp, because my man Pete...
Look what God did.
It's gonna gonna freestyle!
That's right.
Your news!
Are you ready? Hold on. Did you just say, look what God did? I love that phrase. A well-placed look what God did is so funny.
Sure.
All right, Pete. Peter F. Sweet and the S stands for freestyling. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A 5, 6, 7, 8.
Friday means an end to the hustle and bustle. We get down in here to the threats of Charlie Hustle. So flex that muscle. Get down with the rustle. Smell you later to the fool's heart. Are you ready? It's time to do the news.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And a hearty drop. Oh, man.
Petey badass. So bad. So ass.
But the good kind of ass. Man. Take a bow. Take a bow. Now, that one, now, this is something that a lot of young DJs, aspiring SoundCloud rappers, you know, they have one big hit. And let's say it was a decently, you know, maybe a 4 or 5 minute track. Mm-hmm. And it goes well. And sometimes they want to think that that's the new standard bearer. Let's give them another long track.
Robin Thicke. Perfect example of that.
An excellent example. Now, you followed up last week's performance with a nice, short, and sweet performance. Equally as excellent.
Chef's kiss.
You didn't lose anything on the scale. It was just shorter. You know what? I think that is the first step of knowing that you got that talent.
Right. I'm not going to deny that. I am looking for a manager.
I'm right here, man. I'm working music.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I know. I get it. How long have we done this show now together?
What do you mean?
How long are we doing this thing?
We're working on 9 months.
Man, who did you think we'd make it 9 weeks?
I did not.
Didn't think we'd make it 9 days.
No.
But here we are.
I've somehow managed to deal with your ass through this entire time. I have sustained my patience.
What?
And it does feel good to make it through the fire. But
you
look,
you know what?
We got a good thing going, right?
Where can people vote for us if they want to do that? Which I can't imagine why.
Your local school or church, because I'm running for president.
Oh, my God.
No. Local, what is it? The Pitch? ThePitchKC.com, I think.
The Pitch Awards.
And go to Arts and Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Not Hearts and Entertainment.
Oh, that's
Arts
clever.
And Entertainment. Yeah, thank you. Local KC Podcast. Local podcast. Best local podcast. We need nominations. I think that ends soon. I think that ends in about 7 days. So,
because we got to make the ballot. This is just the fill-in, and then we got to come back to you for more begging so that you can vote for us once it gets like the final
five.
We
do the begging, you do the choosing. How about that?
All right, let's do the news.
What's wrong with
let's
that?
Do the news. Okay. All right. COVID!
With more than 1,000 dead in the U.S. for a third day in a row, the CDC revising its prediction higher, warning the death toll could hit 175,000 by August 15th.
White House Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx privately warning leaders in 11 cities seeing surges in cases to take immediate action in audio obtained by the Center for Public Integrity.
This is really critical that everybody is following this and making sure they're being aggressive about mitigation efforts.
All this as the U.S. crosses that grim milestone, more than 4 million cases.
Remember when I said on Monday how, you know, folks are seeing these numbers and they're making decisions and they clearly know things before we do, and I would hope that we have a little bit more transparency on this. Maybe the deniers might even hear these things and say, you know what, maybe this is real. Because that hidden audio of Dr. Birx, I mean, that's very concerning. That's not excellent. That's
what, 4 million cases?
Yeah, that's not great.
Look, what are you going to do? Cases are going to happen. I'm to the point where I just think everybody's going to get exposed. So why not just make it this weekend?
Okay, I'm moving. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, they said Thursday that we now in the local area, 1,100 deaths, closer now to 1,200 deaths, have been attributed to COVID-19, 1,179 in the state, 37,700 confirmed cases since the outbreak started. That's the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Kearney, did you see this? The Kearney School District, they had a staff member, I think it was during summer school, who tested positive. So that ain't great. The Olathe School District said they're going to start classes. I believe that was September 8th. So yeah.
Did you see this?
Things are going fine.
Did you see this vote last night at Kansas? Do you have that? They went 5-5 and it's just off the table.
Yep. The Governor Laura Kelly's, she wanted to. Look, I love when Pete does the news.
I was just making sure that you saw it. I wanted you to be informed.
9 months ago, you would not only would you have not known that story, you wouldn't even know where to find that story.
Scared me. I thought I had a child for a second.
federal unemployment assistance. Again, we're in a pandemic, okay? That expires at the end of the month. And I don't know if you know this, but the end of the month is like next week. So we should probably do something about this because there's going to be a lot of folks who can't pay rent. That's another thing, too. The renter's freeze and the moratorium on rent and mortgages, all that stuff ends for some places like today. So Congress, what's the holdup?
Economic emergency, millions of Americans facing a new crisis with the latest weekly jobless numbers out this morning. The extra $600 of unemployment benefits so many are getting every week are about to run out.
And right now, Congress is divided. Democrats want to see this $600 a week check continue, while Republicans want to reduce it, perhaps closer to $400 a week. They argue that this extra money actually disincentivizes Americans to go back to work.
Okay. So many things here. So many things I'm angry about. But let's just get to the facts first. Or, I'm sorry, the key points, according to CNBC.com. I'm trying to give credit. Is that better? I'm trying to start giving credit where credit is due.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay.
That's good for you.
Don't get used to it. But Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told CNBC that Republican coronavirus relief package will be approximately 70% of the wage replacement, based on approximately 70% wage replacement. Now, this is just a Republican bill on the Senate side. The House Democrats, they already passed their act, I believe, a month or so ago. It's $3 trillion. The Republicans is $1 trillion. So even if the Senate has all these plans, which they did release, and are going to release even more as the days go by, they still got to have a come-to-Jesus moment with the Democrats, which means we ain't getting paid. That's what that means. Like, we're just going to end up talking in circles, and the whole, like, unemployment deal about de-incentivizing work. People got to live. And it's not like that money is going straight back into the economy. It's going straight back into paying for, like, bills and also, like, groceries. And let's be honest, too, some of us have taken that money and we bought some shirts or a couple Xboxes.
Right.
Or a home.
Yes.
So
a new place to rent. Uh-huh. I recently tried the new Torchy's tacos, and they have a Republican taco and a Democrat taco. Ended up getting both. I got the new one on 8815 State Line Road. They tweeted out yesterday that they have turned the city of fountains into the city of queso fountains. And they're a place of unity, because you think about the arguments between the Democrats and the Republicans. Well, they offer both. So good on them.
Donald Trump said the Democrats have stated strongly that they won't approve a payroll tax cut. It would be great for workers. The Republicans, therefore, didn't want to ask for it. Essentially, 45 was going to take an L on that, and he said, I didn't want it anyway. As long as it gets done, that's all he's worried about. So we will see what happens. The $600 per week is, dare I say, critical.
Right.
I'm not even looking in the mirror right now. I'm not speaking for myself here. We need the money. Show me the money. Show me the money.
Let me ask you this. It does sound like this might be hitting home, this particular story. Uh-huh. Do we have a contingency plan in place?
Nope. Next story.
And within 2 weeks, we've had 200 arrests.
I was led to believe there's been one arrest, and that arrest was made something like yesterday.
Mayor Lucas says it's important the Trump administration share consistent facts.
Americans must hold their city leaders accountable. They must insist that community officials fully support, fully back, and fully fund their local police departments.
So let's take a pause and talk about what this is. Operation Legend. I'm sure by now you've heard all the stories and the rumblings. And I will be totally real with you. When I was getting the tweets and even some of the videos, I thought maybe this stuff is doctored. So you got these cops and unmarked vehicles pulling folks in cars, not telling them where they're going, and then if people wanted to follow them, they said they were going to shoot them and arrest them. I was like, this is not real. There's no chance. But it seems to be real. And cops, well, federal investigators, as they're saying, they are not only on their way to Kansas City, they've already been here, they're not leaving, and now they're going to even more cities, as the Attorney General says right here.
To suggest that our increase in murders in Kansas City and non-fatal shootings relates to protest activity or politicians of a certain political persuasion is foolish and ridiculous.
DOJ says the 200 arrests the Attorney General was referring to came from an earlier federal crime-fighting effort in Kansas City, Operation Relentless Pursuit. And while I didn't say it, Barr's prepared text also refers to Kansas City being awarded a $3.6 million community policing grant, known as COPS, to hire 18 more Kansas City officers.
And that's coming, you know, in a post-George Floyd world where, you know, especially here in KC, you know, folks are calling for, you know, the police to be defunded. And, you know, 45's plan actually would give money to increase the cops. It kind of goes with the talking point that he's doing, law and order. It all seems very calculated.
It is exactly the opposite. It's hashtag fund the police. It has turned out.
It's essentially, I mean, he said, basically calling everybody's bluff. He says,
right.
And, you know, this is leading to some real stuff. You know, he sent folks to Portland. He's talking about sending people to Albuquerque in addition to Kansas City. The mayor of Portland, did you see this? She got tear gassed yesterday.
I'm not going to lie. It stings. It's hard to breathe. I can tell you with 100% honesty, I saw nothing that provoked this response.
So, yeah. This just doesn't seem, I don't know, it seems odd.
Tyrann Mathieu of the Chiefs actually tweeted out yesterday, look out, there, there's cops looking for, quotes, good trouble. So I don't even...
Mm-hmm. Just a little, paying a little homage to John Lewis on the good trouble. Plus, well, they're trying to, I mean, it just doesn't seem to be real. Like
it is.
Okay, I mean, I'm all about solving homicides in Kansas City, but, you know, when the Attorney General of the United States says they've done 200 arrests, and then the mayor of said city that the Attorney General is talking about says, no, you haven't. In fact, you've done maybe one. What are we doing here? What are we doing? What are we doing, and what's it for?
Trying to get elected.
Boom. AMC.
Leawood-based AMC Theaters is once again delaying its reopening date. The company now says theaters will not open again until mid to late August. AMC initially hoped to reopen on July 15th. The company pushed back that date now to the end of the month. AMC executives said the new target reflects the expected release dates for some much-anticipated blockbusters.
How am I supposed to go and see Star Wars Episode 78? The Menace Phantoms, okay, with the movie theater closed.
I mean, at this pace, man, it'll be probably Star Wars 78.
That's my laser sword.
It's not. It's a lightsaber, man. I feel like that's just pop culture 101 at this point, Pete. AMC going to be taking even more of a hiatus. Now, there was even more news from AMC. Unfortunately, they had a bunch of furloughed workers. Well, they haven't been let go, which I guess is... Oh, that is, there's no, I guess, that is excellent news. But they're still being delayed on coming back.
Rumors are that they were going to pay them in popcorn, and that's not going to work.
You have been in absolutely rare form.
$600 worth of popcorn, what are you going to do with that? Not popping in your house.
Some vaccine trials. Think about this, Pete. The end of coronavirus could be attributed to our fair town. Kansas City could be instrumental in clearing up COVID cases.
The key to finding a vaccine for COVID-19 could come from Kansas City. One group conducting several clinical trials on vaccines right now.
Now, right now, they're conducting two different trials, one for Moderna and one for Inovio.
I think they're going to feel very good to tell their grandchildren, assuming this all works out, that they were very much involved with the solution to the, you know, first pandemic we've had in over 100 years.
I know we asked you this, Pete. This is, I guess, early in COVID. So you gave an answer that I may not expect to be the same this time. If you were given a nice little chunk of change to be given coronavirus,
yeah,
as a guinea pig,
right?
Would you do it?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And here's why.
Okay.
So what they didn't say in that report is that the cure happens to be Joe's Kansas City hot barbecue sauce. And I love putting that on my Z-Man, and I'm good to go. And so if I know that that's the cure, who knew that was going to be the cure? Of course, I'm ready.
Woo! I mean, if they're trying to find a cure in Kansas City, mm-hmm, that is the first place I would start with.
Cures me. Everything that I ate for the last day and a half, gone.
Pete.
What? Too much?
It's not good for the diet.
Too far.
Come on.
Right. We are trying to get to even a smaller shirt than I'm wearing right now.
So. Actually, give me some of that, man, because I feel like we talked about this off air. I think I'm constipated.
Okay.
I feel terrible.
Yeah, let's keep it on track. Sorry about that.
Terrible. So we're talking about trying to get schools reopened. Whether or not that's a good idea is neither here nor there. It's here or there. It's actually very important. We shouldn't be doing it. But Barstow, they are adapting to this new virtual normal. And they're taking the musicals. God, I'm a dancer. A dancer dances. I'm a big Chorus Line guy. Chorus Line's the best musical of all time. But Barstow not doing Chorus Line. They're doing a different musical, and it is all virtual, going online.
When the pandemic forced the doors to close at Kansas City's Barstow School, classes moved online. So did the school's musical. After all, the show must go on.
I'm used to training those kids to perform a show on a live on a stage with a live audience. We had to switch gears a little bit.
If you're hungry for a story.
Director Bob Kohler's 17 students put on a production of The Big 1-0 from their homes using Zoom this summer.
It's about a boy who's turning 10 years old, but he's new to school. He's new to this town.
I had to go over and record songs. I had to record my choreography.
There's nothing worse in local story than a kid weighing in. There's nothing worse. They should teach the whole curriculum in musical. It's math. It's math. It's math. It's math. 4 + 4 = 8. If you got it wrong, use your eraser. Eraser. Hope you're not using that pen. What? Why? Because the pen has ink. Oh, ink. Use the pencil. It's lead. You can erase it.
There you go. Slow it down.
Recess.
Perfect. Did you ever do, with pipes like that, I assume you've done musicals before.
Today?
First time.
Yeah.
Making his debut.
Good for me.
Peter M. Swain. The M stands for musical guy. Big, big musical guy. So as you were doing that, I'm assuming that you were really getting the vocal pipes warmed up this morning.
Right.
You had that planned from the get-go, right? You wanted to get the musical side out this morning.
I can do it all. I prepped the freestyle, and right after, I started working on my musical.
So while you were doing that, I was doing this.
No.
A list!
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list!
Yeah. You walked right into that list. Walked right into it. This, your list of Hartzell. My name's Hartzell. It's my list. And we're going to make this one short and sweet because it's directed directly towards my man to the left, Peter Sweeney. Some shade coming your way.
What did I do?
On this list of Hartzell. Because Pete is the editor-in-chief.
Oh, wow.
Of Arrowhead Pride.
That's right.
Which means my man's in charge.
Blessed.
Which means my man's a boss. If you ask him, he says he's the biggest boss you've seen thus far. What up, Ricky Rose?
Big boss of the North.
So I have a list for you. The top 10 things. Top 10 things we hate about our boss.
Oh, come on.
Which include micromanaging and rudeness. Mm. All right, here we go. Top 10 things we hate about Pete. I mean, people who Pete. Number 10.
What the hell is going on?
They have a bad temper. Because you know what? Being too nice is commonly referred to as the soft response. So managers sometimes feel they have to have an overly aggressive temper.
Know what they say, New York nice, baby.
I want you, as I'm saying these, to check off the ones that apply to you, too. Okay? Number 9, they are self-serving. If I had a dollar for every time Pete plugs on this show, shameless self-promotion.
Rich man.
Check that one for sure on the list. Number 8, they gossip. Gossip Sweeney over here.
You gotta really avoid goss in a position of power. So you know everything.
Number 7, they're a bad listener. Do you consider yourself a bad listener, Pete?
I don't. I listen to all my employees' gripes. Not that there's a lot.
Uh-huh.
Happens sometimes.
I would imagine there would be. If you're the boss, there should be a few.
Yeah.
Number 6, they have no empathy. I look at you right now, straighten your eyes, Pete. You're dead inside.
I'm not. That's my rebuttal to that. You're going to defund the police? How about a little money for them? How about that?
How about this? You know what? Check this one. Absolutely. Number 5, they're condescending. Mm. You asshole.
You know what? This is some list. I do have to tell you.
Number four, they're rude. Check that list.
I'm not that rude.
Number three, incompetent.
Now that is completely.
I'll give you. You're not incompetent. Now are you rough around the edges? Sure.
No doubt about that.
But incompetent.
That's not.
I wouldn't say that.
That wasn't the list.
Number two, they're never available and they don't respond.
That's not true either. I use the phone too much. I'm none of these.
I hit you up, I get nothing. Crickets.
I have this cup here, and it has the Royals, FA opening day. It should say world's best bus, based upon this list.
And number one, your list of hearts, so the top 10 things we hate about our bosses, in this case, editors and chiefs of sports websites and or blogs. Number one, they micromanage. I've seen you on that laptop over there. When we get this podcast recorded, Pete likes to go straight to Arrowhead Pride mode. It goes to his real job or whatever. And I've seen you over there managing. It's of the micro style.
I barely
pull up
Slack here. And look, people need to thrive on their own. Mm-hmm. You got to open up your hands and go like this. And that's me blowing away the butterfly to fly away. That's your list of Hartzell.
Did you just wrap up my list of Hartzell?
What do you mean?
Just because you're the subject doesn't mean you have the...
It did feel good to wrap up the list. I'm not going to lie.
You're starting to like it, huh?
Wouldn't go that far.
Okay. Well, I wanted to give us something fun. Fun for me, not so much for you.
We want that after that, for sure, that last segment.
Because this was not so much fun. Although, my girl AOC, she's just... She is better at this than most of us, maybe all of us. So AOC was accosted.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez took to the House floor to denounce her colleague and an experience that is all too familiar to women in this country.
In front of reporters, Representative Yoho called me, and I quote, a bitch. These are the words that Representative Yoho levied against a congresswoman.
It came after Republican Congressman Ted Yoho confronted her on the Capitol steps, calling her disgusting for suggesting rising crime is linked to poverty. Yoho later apologized for what he called the abrupt manner of the conversation, but not for his, quote, passion. And he denied using the expletives, which were overheard by a reporter.
Having been married for 45 years with two daughters, I'm very cognizant of my language. The offensive name calling words attributed to me by the press were never spoken to my colleagues, and if they were construed that way, I apologize for their misunderstanding.
Having a daughter does not make a decent man. Having a wife does not make a decent man. But treating people with dignity and respect makes a decent man.
There you go. And that guy tried saying that he didn't say it, but there's now multiple reporters that are on record saying, yeah, man, we heard you. Yeah, we heard you, guy. So, hey, good on AOC for taking that. She shouldn't have to. This is terrible. I mean, this is why, you're in Congress, man. Or just be a GD human, huh?
This is why you can't be a jerk, too. I mean, honestly, besides being a good person, which everyone should be, this is now what this guy's going to be known for forever.
Yeah.
No matter what he does. I mean, I don't think Mr.
Yoho
is becoming the president or anything in his future, right? So this, you got to Google him, and this will be the first thing that you Google about him for the rest of his life. So good job.
Let's do two more.
Freaking dope.
What an idiot, right?
All
right,
go ahead. Two more.
Two more. This one we're going to do for sure. Then I'm going to have you give me an easy, medium, or hard for the last one. So be thinking about that. Because before we get to that last story.
Yeah.
And I have to remind myself, this is still 2020. As ridiculous as this year has been, it is still 2020. Not, say, I don't know, 1993. That being said, though, guess who's back in the ring? Mike Tyson. Iron Mike. Like I said, this is 2020, but you wouldn't know that based on this.
Pigeon man, if you will.
Mike's going back to the ring.
We're not born to be humble. We're born to be humble.
Anybody know it?
Boxing's a brutal sport. He dominated. Dominated. Very risky, yes. But what you gonna do? It's like David and Goliath. He's a giant, and I'm little old David who only has God on my side. Which is only all I need.
You better get on top of your game. You want to get embarrassed in front of these people? And watch what I'm going to do.
That's right. Iron Mike back in the ring. He's going to be doing an exhibition match against Roy Jones Jr. I haven't seen that dude in forever. That's going to be happening in September. We'll see, barring COVID. In Carson, California. Iron Mike is how old? Pete, make a guess. Don't look it up. How old are you?
50-something, 54.
Nailed it, 54. How about Roy Jones Jr.?
45.
He's in his 50s.
48.
51.
Okay.
So we got the battle of the boomers, baby.
This will be actually, so I read this yesterday, this will be actually the first confrontation Mike's been involved since Alan, Stu, Doug, and Phil stole his tiger. And so that, there was a big problem with that.
And he's made weight since then, too. Okay, you know what? I'm happy you brought that up because I guess we're cool with joking and having good times with Mike Tyson now. And I want to say that man's PR campaign took a turn right around Hangover, to be honest with you.
Mike Tyson? This is my favorite part coming up right now. I can
feel it coming in the air tonight. Because we weren't touching Mike post, I mean, especially after the whole Lennox Lewis thing.
Are you about to cancel Mike Tyson?
Well, apparently he's uncancelable.
Right.
That's going to be a thing now. My man can't be canceled, is what I'm trying to say. Because he has found a way now to make himself a national treasure. I mean, you can do a simple Google search on Mike Tyson. I just think it's wild. It's just wild how he's done that 180 to me.
Yeah. He is a national treasure. Bring in Nicolas Cage. I'm ready to call him that.
That fight, if we're gonna just go balls to the wall on the celebrity fights, give me Mike. Give me. Who are you thinking? If we could do like a celebrity deathmatch style, MTV.
You want to kill somebody?
Well, let's just knocked out. Let's call it a professional wrestling knockout. You know, sure. Gone, but they get up in 5 minutes.
Like who I would want to see fight Mike Tyson?
Mm-hmm.
Whew, I don't even know the answer to that. I would love to see The Rock and Tyson in the ring, I guess.
Ooh, now that would be pretty solid.
Right?
That's not bad.
The Rock is a big man, though. I think he actually would take care of Tyson. Although, like, you never know with Tyson. Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Oh.
So keep that in mind.
Easy, medium, or hard?
Let's do medium.
Let's do hard instead.
Okay.
Because of this.
We all follow COVID-19 safety protocols while out in public, but health officials want you to take those safety measures with you into the bedroom. The BC Center for Disease Control has listed tips online for safe sex during the pandemic.
Oh, God.
That includes wearing a mask while having sex and avoiding or minimizing kissing and saliva exchange. Health officials even recommend using physical barriers like so-called glory holes to prevent face-to-face contact.
Doctors say using
condoms reduces the risk of contact with bodily fluids that may transmit COVID-19. The BC CDC recommends staying away from sex altogether if you feel sick and says you are your safest sex partner.
Don't tell me they got a kid for this one, too.
Oh, yeah. So this might be the best news we've gotten all pandemic. The BC CDC, that's the British Columbia Center for Disease Control, not the BCC.
Come on. What is going on here?
Low-hanging fruit. That's what she said.
Let's figure this out.
Hold on. This is a real news story, and I think it's great news, especially coming from someone who considers himself a giver. I have resumes that would probably confirm that. BC saying, hey, let's just cut out the middleman. All that, like, whining and dining. Ain't got time for that. In COVID, we ain't got time for that. We ain't got time for, role-playing, getting costumes made.
Well, you certainly don't
We got to get to the point.
You certainly don't have time for that, as we saw through the Nipplegate disaster last week. I mean, you are happily off. I mean, you have nothing to worry about.
I would say even that was too much. According to these folks, we just got to get to business. Oh, let's get busy getting busy.
Don't post that on your Instagram. All right?
Shakesy.
Word is to the wise.
Oh, Shakesy Morning Show.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Looking good, baby.
Yep.
What an excellent story to follow up from our sexy story to now the sexy stylings of one Charlie Hustle.
Yeah.
Ooh, I nailed that transition.
Right now, baby. Go to charliehustle.com.
Yeah,
I'm wearing.
Man. Get it,
I'm baby. Wearing their new United States heart.
Woo! Patriot Pete.
It looks good. It is red, white, and blue, and gray, as you could imagine. Mm-hmm. Like that Hartzell one. Has his community on. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell the people what you're
Black
wearing?
The Black Lives Matter one, which
That's right.
is even, honestly, it's even better than I thought it was. This is super, super good. Charlie Hustle, y'all good at shirts and stuff.
And right now they released the Arrowhead Collection. And so let me look this up. Football season headed back, there is some Run It Back shirts, City Run of Champions, back. So on and so forth. So there's a lot of options for you. Again, with their communities, a portion of it goes to good causes throughout the city.
Hey, you know what? I'm looking at these. These are good-looking black folks on this website. Why don't I do some shots for y'all?
Anyway, so...
Hold on. Charlie Hustle.
KCMS20.
Some beautiful people on their website. Off. They can wear a mean shirt. I'm just saying. You know, I have a lot of free time. I like to moisturize. I, dare I say, look kind of good in y'all's stuff.
They even have rally towels, it looks like, here.
Maybe.
And mystery packs. $25. You get three random t-shirts. So there you go. Charlie Hustle.
Put me on the website.
KCMS20.
I'm begging for some attention.
Hey, Pete, what's that code again? KCMS20.
One more time.
I'm not doing it again.
KCMS.
Nope.
It's 20. KCMS20. Don't tell Pete.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Let's go! Been waiting all week for this. Your Fox 4 film critic, also your KC Morning Show film critic, Sean Edwards, my brother. How you been? How you holding up? Give me that update.
What's up, man? It's good, man. Happy Friday. Oh, I'm good, man. But you know how at the beginning of the pandemic we were talking about the new normal? Man, it's just normal now, man. I'm in the cut. Yeah, this is my life. I've accepted it. This is how we are going to live for a while.
I miss going to the movies, man. Like, that's one of the things I've been talking with friends was, like, the things you miss the most. And I'm a movie
dude.
It was just because it was nice to get out of the house, you know?
Well, guess what? I'm bringing you some breaking news right here, man, because I love you guys.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of going to the movies, that just got worse.
What do you mean?
Disney officially moved all their 2020 releases to indefinitely.
Oh, no.
They were still trying to sneak in Mulan. They were like, we're going to get Mulan. Mulan's date has changed like 4 times, and now officially, it just happened. They just announced, like, literally they just announced this, but Mulan is not going to open in 2020. It has an indefinite date. You know, most insiders are thinking late 2021, early 2022.
Oh, no.
I'm like, look, y'all, don't look to going to the movie theater until deep into 2021.
Well, hold on. We can make the best out of the situation, though. I know we can. Because you know what? We may not have an award season this upcoming year, but I think we can put together a thing, Sean. You sent me a text this morning, and I love this idea. You want to bring us the Pandemic Awards.
Let's do it. It's time for the official KC Morning Show Pandemic Awards. I mean, we're deep enough into the pandemic that we can hand out some hardware. You shoot me a topic, I'll tell you who the winner is.
Most interesting trend in the pandemic season, Sean Edwards. Go.
Wow, man. You started off with the hotness. You know, the most interesting trend in movie watching during the pandemic has been the return of soft porn. It's on fire right now. There's a movie on Netflix called 365 Days.
You shouldn't have seen it. But you have to know that he deserved it. Domenico brought all of your stuff. Impressive amount of
For some reason, I don't know, it's because people have been shut in and they can't date, or people are shut in with a significant other that they're tired of, or the love is faded, either, you know, night after night after night. You know, if you don't bring it, sometimes it gets a little mundane. But, dude, 365 Days is like the number one movie, has been the number one movie on Netflix for weeks, like in a half a dozen countries.
Oh,
dude. I've watched it like 3 times, bro. It's number one, it's entertaining as heck. It's sexy. Like, and the reason, you know why the reason it's so sexy? It's not an American-made movie.
Oh, there we
it's
go.
It's a European movie. It was made in Poland. They released this thing earlier in the year in Poland, and it was like, yeah, it did all right. The box office and the pandemic hit. Netflix bought the rights. it became a global sensation. This is how big this movie exploded. The lead dude was an out-of-work Italian actor. He became a gardener in Italy.
Oh,
got a fluke call to be in this movie. After the movie came out and blew up on Netflix, dude went from 200,000 Instagram followers to 7 million.
What? What?
Dude, this thing is...
Sex sells, baby.
It obviously does. And then you have a couple other titles on Netflix, too. Like, the women love it, man. They're having watch parties. They're loving it. So, hint to all you guys out there, you're going to have to step your game up.
Been trying to tell y'all this.
If you watch what this dude was doing in 365, a lot of dudes out there were going to be in trouble. It's a problem.
We got the biggest trend. Let's go now. Let's see here. You gave me a few options. Let's go with, you know what? Let's go Biggest Loser next.
Oh, we talked about it. The Biggest Loser, the theatrical movie-going experience, is dead. It's going to be hard for it to bounce back. Can you imagine the types of movies the studios are going to have to release in the future to get people to get off their couch and get in their car and go and see, when you're going to sit back and be like, I'm all right. I'm just going to hit my remote and watch 365 days.
Let's run that one back. How about Best Performance? And in fact, how about this? Oh. Let's do Best Performance followed by Biggest Surprise, because they may be the same thing, or they may not. You tell me.
No, they're different. Best Performance goes to my main man, Delroy Lindo, and Spike Lee's The Five Bloods on Netflix. And it goes to Elizabeth Moss, who was in The Invisible Man, which came out earlier in the year. She killed it. And she was also in another movie called Emily, but she was just fantastic. So Elizabeth Moss representing the ladies, Best Performance of the Year, Invisible Man. Delroy Lindo, Best Performance Male for Spike Lee's The Five Bloods.
I love that. Best Directing, Sean Edwards, your KCMS film critic, Fox 4 film critic. What is your best directing in COVID, Sean?
The best directing during COVID? Man, I got to give it to my man Spike Lee, The Five Bloods. He made an impact. He's back, man. His game is sharp. I mean, that's officially probably the only serious Oscar contender that's been released during the pandemic. So I'm going Spike Lee, best director thus far.
Okay.
The pandemic award.
Hit me with some drum roll, because I need you to give me, Sean Edwards, on this, your KC Morning Show, your biggest winners in the age of corona. The pandemic awards hosted by Sean Edwards. What's your biggest winner?
Man, the biggest winner go to all those independent filmmakers in the house who had these small, overlooked movies that found new life during the pandemic, because all of the streamers and studios who were releasing films on VOD needed content, content, content. They all got new life. You all got to see a lot of stuff you probably wouldn't have seen, or would have been blown out or drowned out by the big blockbusters that would have been hitting the multiplexes. Independent film lives. I mean, The King of Staten Island's a great example of that. That movie would have been blown out. People got a chance to check it out.
That's the one with my guy, Pete Davidson, yeah?
Pete Davidson, yeah.
I like your tattoos. What are those numbers on your arm?
Oh, that's the date my dad died. He was a fireman. Died in a fire 17 years ago.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Don't be, it's fine.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not your dad.
You can't focus on Scott anymore, honey. He's 24 years old, Marjorie. Let that fucking bird fly, please.
Don't worry, Mom. I know your daughter got smart and went to college and abandoned us. But I'm still here. I'm going to be here forever.
Yeah.
I mean, the independent film movement is blowing up, man. That's the big winner. Even my main man, Dave Franco's got a new movie out called The Rental. Great horror movie. No one knew Dave Franco had aspirations to be a director. He killed it. You wouldn't have heard a peep about this movie under normal circumstances. Because of the pandemic, he's a winner.
We talking James Brother?
Yeah.
Get through the night. We leave first thing in the morning.
What's going on?
I don't know.
I did not know that dude directed. That's news to me.
Nobody! I'm breaking news on your show! Full disclosure, too. He's a real cool friend of mine. I didn't even know he wanted to be a director, dude. It was like out of nowhere. And the movie's dope. Available today.
Your Pandemic Awards on the KC Morning Show. Sean Edwards. Okay, now, Oscar season, what is that even going to look like? I know we got some time, but is that even going to be a thing?
Woo!
Have we thought about that yet?
It's going to be tough. You know what? I'm going to dig in, do some research, and then I'll bring some scoops on that next week. Right now, it's looking pretty bleak. I know one thing's for sure. The show is probably going to be virtual because you're not going to have a whole bunch of people in one room in April of 2021.
Well, you know what?
I don't see that happening.
You know what? I say, just bang the whole award show. We just send them this clip, and they're good to go.
Dude, yeah. Let's give Spike Lee Best Director. Give The Rental Best Picture. Trolls 2, Best Animation. Elizabeth Moss, Best Actress for Invisible Man. I don't have a problem with it at all.
Done. We just solved the problem.
Hey, stay home and get on this soft porn bandwagon.
It's trending up. Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic, KC Morning Show. My brother, I know you busy, so go get busy.
All right, my man. I appreciate it.
I'll see you next week.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
If you smell what the swine is cooking.
All right, you know what time it is. It is opening day for your Kansas City Royals.
We're just going to do the whole thing?
No, it's just some background for me.
Can you freestyle this?
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. The Royals open with a three-game set against the Cleveland Indians, 6:10 p.m.
Root for the Royals!
On Friday, 4:10 on Saturday, 12:10 on Sunday. Danny Duffy, opening day starter.
Two!
On Friday. Royals number two prospect Brady Singer scheduled to make his MLB debut on Saturday. Royals were 0-3 in their exhibition game. So we hope these are better. Duffy will be up against Shane Bieber. And for all you believers out there, not this weekend. He's 15-8 last year with a 3.28 and 259 strikeouts in over 200 innings. More baseball last night. Yankees and Nationals played, the Dodgers and Giants played. Yankees won in a shortened game due to rain in the East, and the Dodgers were also able to win. So there you go. Here's some interesting news about the Royals. We've got a couple of Royals notes. Matt Harvey, you remember him? The pitcher from the World Series?
We don't like him.
Well,
I thought.
Now you do.
He is
a Kansas City Royal. Pitched against the Royals in the 15 World Series, notably giving up that ninth inning lead in Game 5. He needed surgery after that, and it's not been the same pitcher since. So now he goes from the glory of pitching in the World Series to T-Bones Park, where the Royals are going to try to get him back to where he was and get him ready for 2021. We will see. This is interesting news for the Royals because, again, as I've been saying, with the shortened season, they're right on the line. Rather than 10 teams for the playoffs, there's going to be 16. So now instead of having to win 35 games, maybe you win 30 and get in the playoffs. Playoff baseball back in Kansas City.
Woo!
It starts with today, though. I mean, they got to beat the Indians to start. Shane Bieber, I don't even know if that's going to happen, but whatever. Uh-huh. 16 teams will now be in the playoffs. So
really? I didn't know it was 16.
That's exciting. That's more than half the league, or that's about half the league. No, it's more than half. 30 teams in the MLB. How about that?
How about it?
Speaking of the MLB being back, the MLS is back with the MLS is Back tournament, and Sporting KC, as you knew, Hartzell, right? They win 2-0 the other day?
Yes, 2-0.
Here was our guy, Big Verm.
I'm glad that right now in league play, we're 4-1. Says a lot. You know, we had a tough game in the first game here. And unfortunately we lost a game that we should have, you know, had in our back pocket, but we didn't. And I really liked the reaction of the team since then. And it seems like from game to game, we're getting stronger and stronger. And very proud of the players that not only started the game, with some of the changes that we made, but also very proud of the guys that came on.
Love Big Berm, and I'll say this, I love his attitude. As good as things are going, he's grumpy, and that's what you have to be if you want to be great.
So good.
I got to say, too, of all the managers, because you know they've been doing a lot of the Black Lives Matter stuff during the tournament, of all the coaches who are rocking that T, PB's got the best fit. You can tell my man still gets after it in the gym.
He does buys, which is good. So, Hartzell, you were drinking like a mimosa, it looked like. Spilled on you?
Oh, yeah. Well, we did the virtual. So that was the virtual watch party.
Right.
It was 8 a.m. It's actually the earliest game in Sporting KC history. The earliest goal scored, not as in like the earliest as in like the time of day scored in MLS history. Johnny Russell had it like, I think 8:01 or something like that. And yeah, so we had some drinks, just you know, couple mimosas, baby. And I got excited. I had to cheer. Yeah. And yeah, we RIP that shirt.
Clean
that
it
shirt,
up, man.
That shirt,
I just want you to realize you represent the show when you're outside here. Johnny Russell and Gerson Fernandez scored in the game 2-0. And so they advanced to the round of 16. It begins Sunday night. Mm-hmm. But you want to get a nap in for this game. It's at 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. What's the point of that, MLS? Can you explain that to me? That's 11 where the game is happening.
Hey, man, MLS is bad.
On the east, right?
Uh-huh.
That's 11 where, and both cities, what, Kansas City and Vancouver, it's starting, what, 9 in Vancouver? It makes no sense.
It's going to be tough. I don't know, and I don't know if we're doing a watch party or not. I'm
going to be doing a watch party until about 10:45 when I fall asleep on the couch. I'm getting old.
And I will be just getting my day started. We're going to do a show, though, Monday. Even though we have a late game,
you heard it here first.
I'm gonna, cause we've missed too many shows because of my
look
garbage.
Hey, you know what? As long as you're ready to do it, I'm ready.
I'm just not gonna sleep. We're gonna run that back, Pat.
Don't know how that's gonna go. You better sleep here then.
Won't be the first time.
All right, Chiefs scheduled to begin camp on Friday. We think it's just so weird right now. Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Willie Gay Jr. among the people who are supposed to speak on Zoom to me on Friday. They're looking forward to talking to me, they've said. There is a chance that the league will have to halt on Sunday as they're continuing to have these talks. They're not done. The NFL and the NFLPA, they're continuing to talk. Could be a return to virtual camp, which would not be a good thing.
Dear.
Here's the sound your friends at work will be talking about today. Tyreek Hill on First Take talking about the number of Super Bowls the Chiefs will win. Chris Jones recently said that they're going to win 5.
I don't see why not. Why say 5? Why not go 7 rings? You know what I'm saying? So right now we just chasing joy. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we do. So I'm going over 5. And
Chiefs tapping into their inner Ariana Grande.
I was going to say, that's where you and I differ. And I'm so happy that you knew that, because I was going to say, see, this is where, you know, I'm a music guy and Pete's a sports guy, because the first thing I thought of when he said that was Ariana. But the fact that you also knew that, man, pop culture swing.
Right.
Pop News, culture swing.
Weather, freestyling.
You sound like a radio station
tagline. I cook, I play pickleball, I now fit into a medium. It's a good time to be alive. I'm going to say this once, and it's not going to be a popular take. I'm beginning. Uh-huh. Got to be careful here.
Yeah, you should.
I'm beginning to get run it back fatigue. They need to play some games.
I'm about to cut his mic. Hey,
they need to play some games here. You're getting into a situation here, and Andy Reid is good about this. He usually keeps his team back a little bit from just providing the entire world and league with free bulletin board material. People are going to be ready to knock you off anyway. You're the Super Bowl champions, but now you're bragging each and every week, and they can play it back their team before you play them during the season.
It's called moxie. It's called swagger. You wouldn't know about that swagger, Sween.
Mahomes is ridiculous. They're in a great position. It is hard to win the Super Bowl. I mean, they accomplished it last year. Just, you know, you hope that they can follow up all the smack talk that they're doing. All right, that's sports. I'm excited for the weekend. Again, it should be nice. Not a ton of rain. I do have some events for you if you want them.
Give me them events.
All right.
I work in, and I hate putting you on the spot, but when you get done with events, give me like one wisdom just to make up for Wednesday wisdom. Can we just do one or two?
Yes.
All right.
I'll give it to you right now. Oh. Don't surprise your co-host with a radio segment. All right, let's start with...
I loved it.
No, I can get you. The Stolen Winnebagoes at KC Live happens tonight, 9 p.m. So you can go out there, and it looks like there's a deal here. You buy 2 drinks, you get coronavirus. And so there you go. Independence is having a farmer's market tomorrow. Same thing with the river market. That's a full go. Back to today, though. I have my things out of order, of course. It is National Tequila Day. How will you be celebrating National Tequila Day, Hartzell?
Getting drunk!
Okay. All right, you don't have sporting until Sunday, so I guess that's fine. Rudy's, I believe, is having a... Oh, no, Chewy's. Well, I guess both probably will have deals. I don't know. Weekender concert series, the Accidental Moguls. Do you have anything on this group?
Let me tell you, they have their last record, phenomenal.
Yeah.
No idea.
It's not Glass Animals. Tonight at 6 p.m. at Crown Center. Also,
we played more than one band.
7 p.m.
Wait, I don't play nothing. I ain't working.
Zach Mufasa live at Parlor. I don't know if Scar's going to be there or what, but I hope that he is.
I didn't know Parlor was open again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's open.
Oh, you been?
Mm-hmm.
God, Pete.
No, I haven't been. But they have a pretty good sushi stand, and they got a good chicken. I think it's called Mother Cluckers. There's some outdoor movies this weekend. On Friday at the Screenland Armor, it is A League of Their Own, and then Little Shop of Horrors on Saturday. So some movie options for you.
A musical if you want to go see Little Shop of Horrors.
This is news to me. Beer in Hand Tournament at Pickle, Chicken and Pickle, tomorrow at 11 a.m. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do it. It snuck back up on me. And with the Chiefs doing all their sound today, that usually means they're not going to do any sound tomorrow. I might have a beer in hand, and I might be playing a little pickleball on Saturday, July 25th at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll see.
We'll see.
If you're a fan of the show or any of the things I do, say hi to me.
Yeah, he'll be there. He'll be there.
The Cocktails for a Cause at Westport, Kansas City.
Cocktails!
This is a event that goes for a while, July 26th through August 1st, to raise funds for children in need. $1 per cocktail sold at Kelly's, Char Bar, Harpo's, Mickey's, Green Room, Johnny Cause, Stop, Shot Stop? What is even that? I don't even know what that is. We'll go to First Hand Foundation, local organization designed to improve, to improve the health of children.
He's drunk!
Their
drunk
families
already.
And communities through reactive and preventative initiatives.
Are all those bars open?
It's a lit party is what they're saying here.
God.
KCK Pet Food Drive.
I'm going to have to just get used to this. Because I am just, everything you're saying is a big panic attack. And I'm just going to have to just suck it up, man. I
hate to tell you this. I mean, you're kind of a square, as it turns out. You think you give this impression as big, cool guy.
I wish I was more of a ring. Get it?
Nope. Pet Food Drive at the Humane Society of Greater Kansas City. That's Sunday at 10. And then it all leads to Sporting KC in the round of 16, 10 p.m. So get your pajamas on and get some snacks. Don't eat too much because you got to go to bed right after. And you don't want a tummy ache.
And I got to come see you Monday morning on this year KC Morning Show. All right.
You want an inspirational quote? All right, two, and then we got to wrap up here.
Yeah, give me one inspirational quote to let me get on through the rest of my day.
Okay, ready? Here we go. This is from Sheryl Sandberg, who I've never heard of. If you're offered a seat on a rocket ship, don't ask what seat. Just get on. Because we're going to the moon, baby. I added that last part.
I actually prefer it that way, actually. I think that's of all the wisdom you've ever given us, that might be the most useful yet.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Pete. Mm-hmm. Plans this weekend before we get out of here?
Maybe this pickleball tournament.
Minus pickleball. That's just like, that's every
covering
weekend.
Covering the
for
Chiefs. They might have training camp. This is a really, really fun exercise for me this year where there's no idea on the schedule. So
you want to come see the place yet? Do you want to come over at all?
You know, I don't know. I've been watching your Instagram. And it doesn't really seem like you've been social distancing.
I definitely haven't been.
Weren't you involved in a lake trip a couple weekends
ago?
Oh,
no. Don't you put that on me. Oh, no. I threw shade people. I had to delete that tweet. Sorry, boss man.
Right.
Tell her not to go to the lake next
time. A
little
micromanaging by the boss, maybe.
Dumbass.
Okay.
What are you going to the lake for? Okay. Anyway, Peter.
Clean it up.
Give me a letter before we get out of cha, before I get myself in any more trouble.
C.
For Cookie, that's good enough for me.
Peter C. Sweeney, the C stands for, I guess, Cookie. He did it all for the Cookie, so we can get that Nookie on your KC Morning Show. Pete, say goodbye.
Smell ya.